Thank you. This jar of suspicious goop, it is henna.
Listen, I work in a nursing home. I don't touch goop. I touch poop. Different.
No, it's not poop. It's just henna.
Great commercial. It's not poop. It's just henna.
Yes.
Yeah, both.
We went to Ollie's, which is a weird little store. It's not little at all. It's literally a warehouse in our town, or in my town, not their town. They don't live here, hence why we're doing this all in one weekend. But the food there is strange and confounding. Do we want to taste test the foods while we do your hair, Maddie?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
All right. We bought these strange foods such as churro Pop-Tarts. I'm sorry, frosted chocolatey churro Pop-Tarts. The Cheetos mac and cheese, which is it's an unnatural color. It's not normal.
Tilt it so we can see the goods, if you please.
Like what is that? That is a photo accurate color on that screen. That is not editing.
It's like the box.
It's literally the color of the box, and I don't understand why it is. It was not particularly good. Okay, so we at least know that what we're getting ourselves into. We're not going into this assuming that the food is going to be good.
Definitely not.
No, we bought it because we've never seen it before and we'll probably never see it again.
Right, yeah. Because Ollie's apparently...
It's novelty.
There's like one thing in there, and if you come back the next day, it will not be there. Out of all of them, the one that I'm the least looking forward to is the Little Debbie Oatmeal Cream Pie Cereal.
You think so?
Oh, for me, it's probably going to be this.
I love oatmeal cream pies so very much, but
you're afraid to be disappointed?
I'm afraid that it's going to disappoint me severely, like a lot.
So my thing is, I like the flavor of the actual oatmeal cream pies, but I don't like the squishiness, so I think that might
be... For someone who enjoys slimy food, that's suspicious of you to say.
Can I predict my autistic taste buds? No, but...
Better figure that out.
No. So,
self-discovery.
Yeah. What we could do is try one now, then start the process of your hair, and then try more as we're waiting for it to develop.
We could do the mac and cheese since it's hot.
Yes.
Written in real.
I'm
not real, but it's
yeah. Rude. It's an unnatural color, I'm telling you. It's just, it's not good.
I have to garnish your dish.
Let me garnish your dish, please.
All right, get in there.
Excuse me.
Chef Riley.
Ooh. Yes.
I'm following the box.
It literally says to garnish with...
recommends it, yeah.
To garnish with... yes, you may.
You don't want it?
It's okay, I have to. It's part of the...
It's the experience.
It's the experience.
We're not doing this.
No, nobody wants this.
Oh, I absolutely want to. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Yeah.
This particular one, I'm not going to lie, I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
I think it's going to be good.
I feel like I need to keep my drink nearby just in case.
All right, kids, tell me about your mac and cheese. Is it good or is it good?
Should we like cheers?
Cheers to...
The spoon or the bowl? To dying young, probably.
Yeah, yes, the bowl, sure.
Dying young. What? Mm-mm. I love it. I'll eat yours. Are you kidding me with the Cheetos? This is great.
This is really good.
I can't wait to die from this.
It's not for brief. Okay, describe your experience.
Mm-hmm. The textures do not blend. Let me try the part that doesn't have Cheetos on it because, like, the texture is what immediately took me out of it.
Okay.
But, to be fair, I also hate croutons of any kind.
Oh, okay.
Like, interesting.
Yeah, I can't do croutons. Like, even in soup, when it gets all, like, soggy, maybe, but even then it's kind of,
I will be putting Cheetos on my mac and cheese from now on.
For real.
The Cheeto dust has a weird, like chemical sort of taste to it. Yeah, aftertaste to me, and during taste and before taste. Like as you're
from
like
start
as you're...
to finish, it has a taste.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Also, something we found at Ollie's, because Maddie has been wanting to get their hair back to one color because it was split dye, but that's a lot of upkeep, even though it looked really cool. I think, yeah, you probably was like the upkeep. But we found, again, at Ollie's, this root touch-up stuff. And we bought, hopefully enough, to cover your head.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can tell what it is right now.
Yeah, it's kind of noticeable. Good. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, we did have the Todoroki hair going. So it's like half red, half white. From... Because it's so drastically different, and my hair already has some red in it naturally. The one side retained a bunch of red, and the other side looks like dust.
Yeah.
So just gotta even it out for that OCD.
Yeah, enough, we're good. All right. Oh, this is one step. It doesn't have, like, there's no developer in here. This might, it says it's permanent, and now I'm questioning if it is indeed permanent. But again, this is an experiment. It was literally, what can we find at Ollie's that will do this?
Yeah,
and
they were $2.
Yeah.
Total. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, basically. Welcome to my ratchet salon.
If anybody wants me to shotgun one of these, please say something now or forever hold your peace.
You want to shotgun.
I've never shotgunned anything in my life, and I think it'd be funny.
Just chaos walking.
What if you shotgun it, but like don't actually chug the whole thing?
Yeah, because you do have to drive back and later.
I will be wide awake.
Oh, that's true. You will be wide awake. Hmm. All right.
So can I interest anybody in some more snacks?
Sure.
Yeah, garçon, if you would.
Yeah, I feel like I have to.
Okay.
I feel like that's what I'm here to be.
Okay.
What do we think? Maybe we do the bang next.
Yes.
Am I interested in some bang?
Bang, no, I don't want
my
bangs.
Lady?
I'm good with my hair.
Yes, I'm growing mine out, but thank you for...
Do you want me to pour it into glasses so that you don't have to, like, drink that much?
Probably a good plan.
Yeah. Okay. Although I might wind up... Well, although, I don't know, it's key lime.
That right.
Taste it first.
Yes.
Then you get your own can.
And you maybe shot glasses.
Shot glasses. Shot glasses. Shot glasses.
I don't know where my shot glasses are,
that's
honestly.
Fine. Just a regular glass.
Here, we can use our fancy glasses, though.
Ow.
Be careful, they're heavy. I don't know why I'm telling you be careful. Like, careful with your shaky legs, arms. You use your legs to lift glasses. You have to. That's how heavy they are.
Lift with your legs.
Yeah, that's
Key lime pie.
It does smell like key lime pie, but it also smells distinctly like something else, and I can't place it. All right.
Carbonation.
To the project that is yet to be named for Tuesday the 22nd.
Untitled Tuesdays.
There you go.
But it's every day. That's the full title.
I love that, too.
I'm a fan of this, actually. Like, I thought... I actually didn't have any preconceived notions going into it. I did about the other one, and I'm wondering if that might have affected my decision. But no, I don't mind it.
Pinky out, SpongeBob.
It definitely has that, like, bang twang to it, for lack of better terminology.
I'm sure Bang will be upset about this because it's a comparison to another energy drink. But the, like, zero-calorie Monster, it's got that same aftertaste. Like, how there's almost a bite to the way it feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has that. This is our marketing team.
Yes, marketing saying, please. Of course, it's like, everyone sponsor me. No,
yeah.
Don't
sponsor.
Because the first one went so well.
That's why I gotta land you a sponsor.
I don't know if anybody's had the key lime gum before, but it's kind of like that liquefied into a zero calorie
too
Monster.
A little bit, yeah.
Tastes pointy.
Pointy?
That's a good term.
Is it?
That's
yeah.
a good,
Are you ready for the chips?
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's see.
Actually, first of all, it is spot on, and weirdly better than the actual chicken. This is Pringles Wendy's spicy chicken.
Show to people.
Showing Wendy's. That's not what we're doing. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad at all.
What a delight.
Here's what I now want, okay? Wendy, are you listening? Tune in, Wendy. Wendy, just make the chicken in these. Like, mix this into the breading.
Ooh. I'd be here for that.
When do you hear me?
Okay, this is purple now, and apparently it's gonna be not purple in a minute.
Or it could be.
Or it could be. Who knows?
Purple, baby. Did you mix the blonde and the red?
Yes. Firstly, rotate that way, if you please, so that I can see. I mean, you still do that on shorthand normally, but A, I don't have any of my clips, and B, your hair's short enough that I feel like I can get through it just super fast. And because we only have 10 minutes to, like, do the whole thing at the very, like, longest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but because it has to have time to process.
This is hair dye extreme.
It is extreme hair dyeing.
Extreme hair dye makeover edition.
Nah, I think I'm good. What I'll do is I'll start with the lighter side. That way it will balance out. Yeah.
That's what
you did. Okay, Justin,
can you
from Queer Eye, go off, sis.
We're just having a little dye moment.
Sorry, I'm touching your head now. Okay, yeah, I figured, but you know.
Ollie's... Dye my hair, do not touch.
Yeah. It looks like Go-Gurt.
I could make the Jenna Who joke, but I'm too sad.
Oh, no.
She's Jenna Marbles, somewhere out there.
If you're watching, sponsor her.
Please check the chat. Can't you see I'm busy? No, I'm kidding. I'll get there in a second. Or Riley, would you like to check the chat?
Like I know what I'm doing. On a scale of Dollar Tree to Wish, where does Ollie's fall?
Ooh. Oh, that is a great question. This is very different from the first time I did your hair.
We're throwing that in the mix.
Yeah, it's sort of like if Five Below had more of a garage sale feel, I would say. It's, you know what it is? It's kind of like a curse upscale Goodwill question mark.
They buy out name brand stuff that like just won't sell. They're like, okay, we'll take it.
The whole store is wonderful.
Yeah. The Ollie man, it looks like Albert Einstein, and he is all over the store with like weird stuff, and he definitely like ripped off several brands.
Oh yeah.
There was like
it's wild.
A saying about Google, there was a saying about Apple, but like
Starbucks.
Changed
cursed
enough.
Sanders vibes.
Mm, yes, that's a good one. Cursed Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
He still looks like Albert Einstein, most likely. Sure. Yeah, he's got like little buck teeth.
All right, now I'll move to the other side of your head so that it will all be... Wait, just kidding.
We are at about 4 minutes.
Okay, thank you for the time. Thank you for...
Thank you for... Behind.
Thanks for the memes.
Even though Shadow they like requested... What is it saying?
Colonel Bogey. It's just the greatest song on the planet. It's one that I was tormented with at one point. No, it was not tormenting. It was funny. They literally spammed it so that it played on repeat for like 3 hours on when I was streaming. It was great. All right. And here's the rest of it. Oh, chin up. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Guess what? For whatever reason, Maddie's grandma has decided to hold Grandpa's 80th birthday at a funeral home.
Whoa!
Cheers!
And by the way, it's a surprise. So oh, yeah. She's gonna like talk him into visiting the funeral.
I forgot
home.
That part.
That's a good point. Yeah.
She's gonna surprise.
Let's go pick out a casket.
I'm sorry. Right?
Yeah, he's gonna just drop dead on the spot, and then it'll just like be like, pet. Well. I got it cheap because it was a birthday, but now it's a funeral, so at half price.
All right.
Literally just
if you die on the property, the casket's half off.
Oh.
Oh no. I'm sorry. I hope that was not dramatic. Oh my god, no. Not at all.
Sorry. You're going to have to hold still because I got to squish some of this over there.
Do we call him Peepaw?
Huh? Papa,
that's normal.
Oh, I just got a huge whiff of that. That is
six
chemicals.
And a half
what
minutes.
That is.
6.5 minutes.
6.5 minutes. Thank you.
Move,
six
move,
and a half.
Move. Let's go. Baker's finishing touches.
Then
are we
let
not
me.
Gonna do the eyebrows.
We will. We will. Yes. Yes, it's happening.
Ooh,
hey.
No one touched this jar of suspicious goop. It is henna.
Listen, I work in a nursing home. I don't touch goop. I touch poop. Different.
It's not poop. It's just henna.
Great commercial. It's not poop. It's just henna.
Oh, I guess I broke through the gloves in multiple places. I've got dye on my hands.
Oh,
gross.
No. I'm with you forever.
Yes, I will. Yeah, I'm stuck.
Put some more things in our mouth while we sit
here? Sure.
Oh, yeah,
since we're waiting.
Do.
Let's go with the Pop-Tarts because we just had like a
churro pretzel. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's cinnamon either way. Sweet. You get the one.
Or yeah, dude, halvesies.
Here you go. Churro.
Beautiful.
Here you
show
go.
The design of this.
Oh, no, there's another one. I go like this. A beautiful. Oh, here. Oh. Cheers.
Yeah.
Bone apple teeth.
It just tastes like a regular cinnamon one.
It's so better than the toaster. We should warm them up and then see.
I'm not a huge fan.
What, are you
going to
warm up one corner? You look absolutely insane right
what
now.
What are you talking about? I've never looked better. I will leave it like this.
This is better than the last
this
one.
This is my new look.
And it does not smell as bad as the time you bleached your hair.
Mm. I really hope it doesn't give you hot roots.
You don't want my roots to be hot?
Sorry, your roots got to be boring.
If you're one of us, I don't know.
If it does, I can fix it.
I'm going to say that those Pop-Tarts are fine, but they're underwhelming.
Yeah. Underwhelming, for sure.
I barely taste the chocolate. It just tastes like the one to me.
Pop-Tarts, try harder, and then you can sponsor Brie.
You know what would be better is if I could color in the design myself.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Here, you can have it. I don't want it. No, you can have it. You can have it. You can have it.
I didn't ask for it.
You can have it. You can have it.
Okay, so this is the look of the pretzel, cinnamon, and sugar.
All right. Oh, God, I don't want to do this. Okay.
Margarita.
I'm underwhelmed because I'm like, it either needs to be like biting into an actual pretzel, like, oh my God, this is a pretzel.
Or
here, let's put one of these in the toaster because I wonder if it'll actually taste like a pretzel if we toast it. While we toast that, let's get this out of your head.
Oh, is it time?
Yes,
oh,
it is. Wow. It is in fact time.
But, like, that would
Riley turned into a mukbang video. Yeah.
Riley, you have the floor.
They have prepared a choreographed dance for you guys.
I'm sorry, I killed you.
You failed me.
I killed you.
Oh, I was like, I doubt it.
Did you think it was spicy?
It's like licking pepper.
It has flavor. It's not hot. It's not spicy.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
it has a flavor.
I'm a pasty white boy, so I mean.
Oh, there you go. That's the style, man.
Brilliant. What we were going for.
And there, their scene goes down the drain.
My uncle bought like most of the hot sauces from the Hot Ones and made me try them when I was there for like 2 months, and a lot of them sent me to the bathroom.
That's pretty good.
Did I try them all? Absolutely. I'm not afraid to try
That's
things.
That's pretty good.
Will I eat them again or eat them for enjoyment? Probably not.
I mean, that thing is loaded with sugar.
Do with that information what you
want.
No,
it's not. It's Bang. Never mind.
Yeah, it's
There's like
bang.
No
There's
sugar.
There's nothing on there.
It's got super creatine in it. No,
it's
go,
got
go
zero
creatine. So sorry. Continue.
Oh, that's the story. Cool story, bro. Yeah. Remember when they put that on shirts? I do.
I have no idea what they're doing in there, but it seems to be working.
Good. Do we feel like it's the same color?
It looks the same color. Yeah, I like it. I think it works. Again, it might bleach. The bleach might come out faster, but they're bleached yes. side, but it is the same. It appears to be the same color, at least while it's wet.
Yeah.
All around.
I mean, before I could definitely tell almost more when it was wet.
Yeah.
So. Cool.
Neat. We did it. Thanks, Ollie's.
I remember I was at a family reunion, and they were making fun of that family.
Yeah.
And I'm from Mississippi, and, you know, we're not much better, right? But they were making fun of them, like, they're like, them kids on that show, they's on the thick side. They is, like, full-blown fat shaming, like, them kids there, they're feeding them that Louisiana trash in that show.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm serious, yeah.
Fight me!
This is not my immediate family. This is my, like, extended family.
Louisiana, state of Louisiana, sponsor Brie.
Damn.
Dry, baby, dry. I am Ollie.
You are Wolverine in this moment. We're back.
Hey, welcome. I warmed these up for you.
Oh, thank you.
Where?
Cheers. Which one is this again?
That's the churro.
Oh, the churro, okay.
I still feel like this is underwhelming, the churro one, but it's better warm. The pretzel one is significantly improved by being warm.
Yeah? Mm.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's a pretzel.
The pretzel, not a huge fan of. The churro definitely is improved by warming it up.
It tastes just like a brown sugar and cinnamon.
It kind of does, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I don't hate it. So, do with that what you will.
The chocolate comes out more in the churro when it's hot for some reason.
Let's ask the theater kids who they want to win the AFC championships. Zendaya, if you're watching, sponsor the Chiefs to win the AFC championships.
Zendaya actually.
The reports. Red Robins.
It's. Have you tried putting that in it?
No. That is worse than I was expecting. I was actually kind of did have some hope for it, even though I said that was the one I was the most afraid of.
It tastes like cereal.
I'm still going to eat it, though.
Very, very watered-down cocoa pebbles.
It's a cereal.
Yeah.
Or like the... brain
in it. Can I have one pebble?
Thank you. Worse. You may have a kernel if you wish.
Thank you.
Or a pebble if you prefer.
Kernel.
Don't drag cookie.
Or a Tums if you wish.
Cookie crisps is good.
No, I'm not saying that was the cookie crisps from Adam. I'm saying this is worse than Why? Cookie crisps, but it tastes
I did it, so now they have
to. I was trying to do it, and you took it from my grabbers.
Same energy.
The terrible version. No. Okay. I dropped it in there by mistake, and then I wanted to drink it, and then they drank it. So now
I feel like this is too loud for a podcast.
It's okay. We'll just cut it out.
I'm not going to lie. It's better when you drink it, when you get it out of a bang.
What?
Interesting.
Dunk it in a bang.
Yes, let us do the onion rings now. TGI onion Fridays. Rings. Corn snacks. They're not called chips, mind you. They are corn snacks. Someone else, please go forth first. I have to step up. Oh my god.
I don't like onion rings, so I might
too. I think they're alright.
Hmm?
They don't taste like onion rings to me.
No.
They're good, but they taste like...
I'm not crazy about the texture.
They are... A murder has occurred.
I feel like whenever you're like, I feel bad about myself, I need to eat something that makes me feel what I feel emotionally, physically, this is what you get. It's good, but it will hurt you, and it's not worth the pain.
I think that's a good assessment of the onion rings corn snacks. I just don't... Okay.
Will you marry me at the Ollie's next Tuesday?
I'm gonna marry the onion ring.
Oh. That's close.
No!
That's
what?
My nickname for you.
It's progress.
Oh, there you go. Just new nickname.
You're the onion ring.
I've got to say, like, maybe like a 5 out of 10. Like, it's average, but I would not choose to eat this by myself intentionally. I feel like the seasoning is good.
That's the texture for me.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a good as place, is as good of a place as any to end it. Do we want to do a quick recap on what the numbers of these things were? Because
should we rank them?
Yeah, I would rank them.
My very favorite was the Wendy's Spicy Chicken Pringles. That shit slapped.
Oh, okay.
Second was Key Lime Pie Bang. Very good. Then we have my mac and Cheetos. I guess these.
The onion rings, corn snacks.
They were pretty good. And then the cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Neither Pop-Tart was good. They were both ew. So together I say no.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Ew. I gotta say, so I will start from the bottom because none of these were particularly like, oh, that is a fan. Well, okay, you know. But at the very bottom has got to be the mac and Cheetos. It just, the texture, the flavor, the everything was just not good for me. The color, no. second would have to be the oatmeal cream pie cereal. I don't have anything good to say about that, unfortunately. Yeah, next would have to be, I would just say both Pop-Tarts. One right after the other, not particular in any particular order. I just didn't like either of them. All that much.
We're not good.
And yet somehow they ranked over that, but I don't know. Then would have to be the onion ring corn snacks because the texture was just a little, I don't know, there was something off about them. I couldn't quite place what it was. But I did actually legitimately like the key lime pie Bang Energy and the Wendy's chips. So I would say those are like a 7 out of 8 out of 10, something like that.
Seven oh, please. Out of 8
out of 10. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Chaos activated.
Okay. You did it. Good job.
Nice.
Refreshing.
We should cook a meal with baby
hands. What is
you
your...
can't cook to start, so that'll be funny.
Me? Yes, what is your scale of...
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Close second. After that, I don't know. I'm going to go with the energy drink is third place for me.
Mac and Cheetos, then Wendy's, then Bang Energy.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Exactly what you would expect from frat boy adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the onion rings after that, oatmeal cream pies, dead last, the Pop-Tarts. Disappointing in general. Pop-Tarts, try harder. Mm. And then you can sponsor Brie.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky, she'll think about it.
Very good. Very good. And that's that. We accomplished many things today. I'm proud of us.
Yes.
Yes, I please let me know what it looks like when it dries, if it holds up.
You look like Ed Sheeran and I hate it.
Oh boy.
Oh no. I'm sorry. Thank you for being here and purchasing these horrible and wonderful foods for us to try. And thank you to everyone who watched literally every single day for a year. We'll be posting.
See y'all on the other side.